Raven and I have been having a competition all week. Who could score the best interview with an Oscar winner? Barney Berman won the 82nd Academy Award. This is back in 2009 for Best Makeup for Star Trek. He's also done the makeup for Tropic Thunder. He led the NBC makeup team for the show Grimm. Barney.
Hello.
Hi, I'm Anna. That's Raven. Thank you so much for talking to us this morning. We appreciate it.
Yes, thank you.
My pleasure. Thank you for your interest.
So Raven and I are having a competition on finding the most fascinating Oscar winner. So I was super intrigued because I've always been really into Hollywood makeup. And you come from a long line of makeup experts and pioneers in the field.
Well, like 7 or 8 makeup artists in my family, starting with my grandfather. He was a sculptor and a statue maker in the Midwest, and he came out to Hollywood, 40, 41, I think, got involved with a man named Jack Pierce, who was the creator of Frankenstein and the Wolfman and the Mummy. And he made things for Jack. He made the prosthetics for the Wolfman, the silver wolf's head cane that killed the Wolfman. He made Frankenstein's shoes for the House of Frankenstein, and then the headpieces, the animals for the Jungle Book with Sabu, and masks for the Twilight Zone. So he's also did a lot of props, guns, and made a lot of fish. And we had a lot of fun playing with the stuff he had left over.
I'm sure.
I was going to say, I mean, going to Grandpa's house was either strangely terrifying or, you know, fascinating or both at once, I'm thinking.
Indeed. It was just all fun. I think we just all had fun with it.
Your father was nominated for an Oscar for Scrooge, too, right?
Well, my dad and his wife, yes.
Here's Ben Stiller announcing your victory.
The winner is Star Trek. Barney Berman, Mindy Hall, Joel Harlow.
Did you think you were going to win?
I felt really good about it. I want to say yes, but not in a pretentious or obnoxious way.
Right.
I just felt really zen about it that whole day. In my mind's eye, I was going to walk home that day with an Oscar in my hands. Now, whether that came to pass or not, I was okay with it. I thought, well, I'll just allow it however it goes. And I remember sitting there in the chair, and Ben Stiller was talking, and he was all made up in blue, and he was doing some kind of comedic thing. And I just thought, if you just keep talking, my life is perfect.
Oh, my gosh.
Once you say the announcement, once you say the name, everything's going to change.
Right.
For the better or worse, I don't know. But right now, it's perfect.
That's awesome.
What is the ultimate costume job, Barney, in your eyes? Do you like the fantasy? Do you like the time period, the retro stuff? What really appeals to you?
I like a mix of things. I like something extreme because it's fun to make, set your imagination free. But I also really like sometimes very, very subtle stuff. I like sometimes just a really well-done bald cap that you just can't tell that guy's got a bald cap on.
You know, I think for most people, it's a lifetime dream and a goal to ever win an Oscar. Was that like that for you? And was it as fulfilling as you had hoped it would be?
It was a dream of mine that I don't think I went around outwardly talking about it. But, you know, in my mind's eye, I thought I'd really like love to win an Oscar one day. It'd be great.
Barney, once you win the Oscar, do you have like nonstop work? Is your phone always ringing for these? They're like, well, get us the best. Get us, Barney.
The funny thing was that at the time we did Star Trek during a writer's strike, and there was a threatened actor's strike. So because of those two things, nobody was starting any new productions.
Mm.
And when Star Trek was over in 2008, right on the heels of that, the economy crashed. So I actually went broke after that. I had no work. All my bank accounts got drained. I ended up getting a divorce. It was a really miserable follow-up to a really great moment.
Oh, it's terrible. Oh,
but building off of that after, starting like 2011, things started to build and grow and have been flourishing ever since. I kept thinking about, what's her name? I can't remember her name. A Million Dollar Baby actress.
Oh, Hilary Swank.
Hilary Swank, yes, was talking about how she won her first Oscar, and she went into a McDonald's and couldn't really pay for it, and she had an Oscar and couldn't buy it.
Barney, where do you keep the Oscar? Is it like in your bed? Like, do you sleep next to it every night? I think I would.
I strapped it to the hood of my car so police and fire engines will get out of my way. People don't realize that. It's a free pass to everything for the rest of your life. So it's just on a shelf in my office.
Barney Berman, Academy Award winner 2009 for Best Makeup on the film Star Trek. Who can score the most intriguing interview with an Oscar winner? Raven and I are in competition, and you're going to decide who wins it. But a few minutes ago, we interviewed Barney Berman. He was my Oscar winner for Best Makeup. He won for Star Trek. And now it's Raven's Oscar winner, Donald Sylvester. He won an Oscar at the 92nd Annual Academy Awards for Best Sound Editing for Ford versus Ferrari.
And the Oscar goes to Ford versus Ferrari, Donald Sylvester.
Ford versus Ferrari is a marriage of sound and picture. So while I really want to thank my fantastic team, the real support comes from home. So I want to thank my wonderful wife of 34 years. Thank you, Academy.
So when you work on over 100 different films and you hear the term sound editing, like, what exactly does that mean?
Don, I imagine you somewhere between running next to Indiana Jones on a motorcycle or, you know, being in a helicopter over Godzilla or what?
Well, you know, basically we work after the movie's been shot. All the sound that's recorded on the set then has to be massaged into a soundtrack. And they don't record most of the sound. What we do is we add it all in. We're sound adders. So we'll take the sound that's out there in the field and full of all the noises and clunks and things you don't want to hear. Plus, we're also responsible for the performance of the actors. I mean, if there's a mess up, it's our job to go through and see if we can fix it without making the actor come back and re-record it. And we clean it all up and then we add the new things.
You know, we geek out a little bit when, you know, Raven and I hear sound editing because that's a lot of what we do on the radio. And we know the amount of work that goes into making something come to life.
Right. Yeah. But we're working like with crayons over here and you're working with like, you know, you're working with precise scalpels doing amazing things on productions that are worth, nearly $1 billion.
Too. We got plenty of crayons.
When did you really, you know, kind of discover that that was something that you were into and you were great at?
I worked in the music business for a long time. And then when I met my bride, she was working in the film business. You know, I wasn't being paid very much and she was being paid just fine. And turned out that because I was sonically sophisticated in the way that I could distinguish sounds, I kind of fit right into the film business.
Don, when it comes to like winning the actual Oscar, like what were you feeling that day? I know you always hear like, oh, it's just an honor to be nominated, but you want to win, right? Did you think you were going to win?
Of course not. Once I saw how they made the sausage, I thought, oh, well, anybody can win. So, yeah, I mean, there's a good shot I could win, maybe not, but it's all depending on your team.
Your bride, Penny, her father's Robert Shaw, right? Quint from Jaws, is that correct?
One and the same, yes.
Did you meet Penny's dad before he passed?
He passed before I was on the scene. But I've met everybody else in the family, and he's got 10 kids. It's a pretty big mob.
I just think that would be the most intimidating dad interview ever. You know, you mentioned the fact that you guys are really sculpting sound when you're in that room. What is your favorite go-to, this is how we get that sound out of this, but nobody would ever believe it?
Every single solitary film has its own demands, and every sort of soundscape is tailored specifically for that film. And I'm going to be honest with you, almost everything you hear, most things are cheated out of something else. I mean, almost everything you hear that sounds like something, if you turn the lights on and remove the curtain, it would be something similar. And it would be like a recipe of 9 different little things that we cobble together to make it sound like something.
Don, who's the most fun to work with?
I did a couple of Garfields with Bill Murray. Bill was one of the most amazing kind of characters I've ever met. Crazy and creative and high integrity. I mean, I really like Bill Murray.
Donald Sylvester, last year's winner at the Academy Awards for Best Sound Editing for Ford vs. Ferrari.
Thanks, Don.
Well, anytime. Thanks for calling me.